Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So in yesterday's passage, we talked about how Jesus appeared to his disciples for the first time. This is on Easter Sunday, it seems. And as that happened, apparently, when Jesus showed up, not all the disciples were there. We don't know where he was, but at least Thomas was not there at that time. So Thomas missed out. And so when they see Thomas, the other disciples tell him, "Hey, we saw Jesus." And they probably give him an account of all that happened. But Thomas is doubtful. And this is where we get the phrase doubting Thomas. Actually, this is where it comes from, this passage, because Thomas doubts. He doesn't buy it. He doesn't believe that this actually happened. And it's likely Thomas thinks that maybe these guys are crazy, or most likely he thinks that they saw a ghost or something like that. And so he says, "Unless I see his hands, the mark of the nails, place my finger in the mark of the nails, place my hand in his side, I will never believe." Now, this is kind of like this bold and defiant statement that people make and probably regret later. And most likely Thomas regretted this just a little bit at least. But Jesus, thankfully, does not leave him in his doubt. We said it's 8 days later, right? About a week later, the disciples are in the locked room again, and Jesus appears to them. And specifically, it seems Jesus comes for Thomas's sake. And Jesus knew what was in Thomas's heart. He says, "Put your finger here, see my hands, put out your hand, place it on my side." He's like, "Yeah, here it is. You can feel the nails that were in my hands, my feet, put your hand to the side that was pierced, and believe." And Thomas sees all of this, and he declares, "My Lord and my God." Thomas believes. Now, this whole moment here, this statement, this moment, it's a very important one, right? And there's a few things I think that John especially is trying to accomplish as he just talks about this moment. First off, this is important because Thomas believes, right? He recognizes that Jesus really did resurrect. And so he also believes. And so praise God, right? That's important for Thomas. But second, though, what Thomas experiences in that he actually sees, and then he touches Jesus' resurrected body with the scars in his hands, his feet, and his side. And this is important because what Thomas experiences here is not just it wasn't just Jesus' spirit or like essence, if you will, that was resurrected. It's Jesus' actual physical body that is resurrected. And this is deeply important because it means that Jesus wasn't just like a ghost or something. It's important for us to recognize because that's one of the things that there are cults and many people who like believe in a wrong version of Christianity where it's like, oh, Jesus was just a good man or Jesus just was an angel or God. No, but Jesus was God and he was actually man too. And that's really important. And his body itself was resurrected. And it points to this connection, the importance of the physical realm of our physical bodies that will be actually resurrected at the end, right? Thomas saw and touched Jesus' actual resurrection body. It wasn't just a ghost. Third thing I want to point out, Thomas declares here, "My Lord and my God." And this is perhaps like one of the clearest declarations or statements about Jesus' divinity in the Gospel of John. A lot of it's kind of cryptic, but here it's like, my Lord, my God. Jesus wasn't just a good man. He wasn't an angel. He wasn't a ghost. He was God. And here Thomas is declaring Jesus' Godhood here. He no longer doubts. He knows and believes this is God himself. And Jesus says to him in response, like, have you believed because you have seen me? Like, you've seen my physical body and touched it. And he says something really important. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus knew that his followers, mostly followers from here on out, including us, they wouldn't actually see the physically resurrected Jesus. And they would still have to believe. And he says, blessed they will be. Extra blessed, maybe. He doesn't say extra blessed. But still, it's kind of, they would be blessed because they have not seen and yet believe in him. Jesus is saying this for us, that we like can be encouraged, that we believe in Jesus, even if we've never seen him. But how would they believe? Like, how do we believe? How would anyone believe in this Jesus if they don't actually see him? How would they do this 2,000 years later? Verse 30 and 31 tell us, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that aren't written in this book, but these are written, the ones that are in this book, are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This Gospel of John is written so that we can believe. As we hear these words of God, that we can believe and have life in his name because we see in a different kind of way the resurrected Jesus as we experience him in a different way. And we are blessed because we choose to believe because we're following him even though we have not seen. And so let us believe. Let us have life in his name. Let's put our hope and our trust in the resurrected Jesus. And so with that, let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done and that you're one who comes to people who doubt and you come that we may have life, that we may be, our lives may be changed. And even as we don't have this privilege that Thomas had to see you and to touch your hands and your feet or your side and see those scars, we believe and trust in your word that this is who you are. Help us, Jesus. Help us to rely upon you, to depend upon you, and to know that you are God and that we follow you. Because you are God and God alone. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.